Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Today, as expected, both President Obama and presumptive GOP candidate Mitt Romney spoke about the new jobs numbers, the U.S. economy adding a net of 80,000 jobs last month, more than the month before, but less than the 90,000 hoped for, making June the third straight month of weak job growth. Mitt Romney went to the Bradley Hardware Store in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, near his vacation home to respond. Here's a portion.
This is a time for America to choose whether they want more of the same, whether unemployment above 8% month after month after month is satisfactory or not. It doesn't have to be this way. America can do better, and this kick in the gut has got to end.
Meanwhile, President Obama spoke from Ohio, where he's campaigning.
We learned this morning that our business has created 84,000 new jobs last month, and that overall means that businesses have created 4.4 million new jobs over the past 28 months, including 500,000 new manufacturing jobs.
Holly Bailey is senior political correspondent for Yahoo News. Holly, start with Mitt Romney. Pretty strong words.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it basically echoed what he's been saying on the campaign trail in recent months. But what struck me today about his tone was he was so somber, and he talked about how, you know, Americans are really suffering misery, that there are a lot of families struggling to make ends meet. And he really said, you know, this is a kick in the gut that, you know, we need to get past. And, you know, it was really, really very interesting. It was a part of his effort to really seize on the economy as his key message heading into November.
Well, he was also asked to respond to a new video from the Democrats. It's from 2006 when he was governor of Massachusetts. And in reacting to weak jobs numbers, he then said, well, some factors are beyond anyone's control. The question he was asked is, shouldn't that be true for President Obama as well? How did he respond to that?
Well, basically, he said, you know, of course that's true, but at the same time, President Obama has had, you know, 3.5 years to turn this thing around. And that's really what he's been saying on the campaign all along. It's taking the big picture of why hasn't the economy improved? Why aren't there more jobs? Why are job numbers so stagnant? And him arguing that, you know, the president's policies have failed.
Well, of course, to President Obama, no mistake, he was in Ohio. The unemployment rate there has plummeted from 10 in 2010 to about 7.3 now. But he didn't seem to concentrate on the jobs numbers as he wouldn't.
No, he very much downplayed it. I mean, there was a lot of focus on the fact that that President Obama was going to respond to the job numbers, and it led all the cable news networks. People were tuned in to hear it at first, and then suddenly, you know, he talked for many, many minutes leading into it, and then sort of got into this sort of back argument of, you know, well, you know, I brought the economy back from what was basically a depression, and nothing's going to happen overnight. And that's really what the larger picture of the Obama message is, this campaign of, we need more time. This isn't going to happen overnight. And we're doing things that are improving the economy, and Mitt Romney would turn us back.
Well, but interestingly, because all sorts of articles today, one in the New York Times I'm looking at, that makes the point that even if President Obama tries to make the point that things were disastrous when he took over, jobs losses of hundreds of thousands of jobs, never mind gains, these were losses. People now, especially important independent voters, don't care about an incumbent's 4 years going up to the election. They don't care about that record. They only care about the few months before. That would seem to be hurting President Obama.
Absolutely. And that's also, you know, one thing that's interesting about Mitt Romney's message is that he has been sort of emphasizing that, you know, even if there are improvements in the economy, even if unemployment dramatically improves in the months heading into November, it's the larger picture. And he argues that it's, you know, Obama's policies have made it more difficult for jobs to be created, and that's something that he mentioned today. And so it's, you know, very troubling. President Obama's election team is very nervous about this, and you know, this is really, that's going to be the big issue in the election, I think.
Meanwhile, just gotta ask you very, very briefly in the few seconds we have, people like conservative host Laura Ingraham are telling Mitt Romney, get off the jet ski. There's that picture of him, you know, zipping along on Winnipesaukee up there in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Other pictures coming out of huge boats. You know, he may be talking about jobs, but perhaps be careful about that message.
Yeah, and definitely, and he was asked actually about that today, whether it's fair for him to be on vacation and have these images of them out on a jet ski while criticizing, while Republicans have criticized Obama for playing golf and going to Hawaii and so on. And he said, I just want to make sure that Americans are able to take a vacation, and it should be an American right to do that.
Okay. Holly Bailey, senior political correspondent for Yahoo News, thanks so much.
Thank you.